Yeah, hello, who's this?
It's DJ Khaled, your brother. First of all, I want everybody to know I love you. You know what I'm saying? We support each other, and that's how it's supposed to be. They say you in the studio cooking up. They don't want us to win. So we gonna win more. A lot more. It's your brother for life. It's DJ Khaled. We the best. Another one.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are currently ready for takeoff and expected to be on air in 2 minutes. We ask that you switch on all data services and join us via Facebook, Twitter, WhatsApp, calls, and text messages. We also ask that you stay away from all other things that will distract you from this transmission.
Oh my, this is amazing. This is great. This is something I always want to listen to. Listening to the main man. DLALI.
Fire, baby.
This is the effect.
Lord, we lift you up. When you're my man, I reckon I'm giving
you. You've done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. I reckon I'm more. But I had 10,000 tongues, it still won't be enough.
Oh my, this is amazing. This is great. This is something I always want to listen to. Listening to Mema, DLALI.
When you heal, you heal completely.
What shall I render to Jehovah? For he has done so very much for me. Hey, what shall I render to Jehovah? For he has done so very much for me.
Oh my, this is amazing. This is great. This is something I always want to listen to. Listening to the main man, DLALI.
Jesus, you're my everything.
friend when he come home. And so down in my answer. Me ran fi papa why I'm here. It's your nigga Jenny Asido. I refrain when he come home. I dear Balkona Miss Renny said. Me ran fi papa why I'm here. That's a me boom boom boom. Baby, I'm a friend, baby, I'm a G. But therefore, why now better me on your way? Send me susu usu sisi. Stand by and take account. Or therefore, wait there. It had to be you.
That's right.
I send me boom kong 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 shamechi. Baby I'm a friend and baby I'm a bee. Or therefore, why now better me on your way? I send me susu usu sisi. Stand by and take account. Or therefore, wait there. It had to be you. And take money for you.
This is great. This is something I will always want to listen to. Listening to Moma, D apostrophe L A L I.
Overcomer. I am more than a conqueror. I'm a winner. Not a loser. Overcomer. I am more than a conqueror. Of the Holy Ghost, I swear any weapon formed against me.
See, I'm an overcomer. Apostrophe L-A-L-I on the E Factor Show.
Right.
You are listening to D Apostrophe L-A-L-I.
My name is Kay and I'm listening to D Apostrophe L-A-L-I.
D Apostrophe L-A-L-I.
D Apostrophe L-A-L-I.
I want to listen to D Apostrophe L-A-L-I.
I'm just enjoying myself.
Good morning. Yes, you're welcome to the E Factor Lifestyle's biggest conversation. My name is D Apostrophe. Now, later on the show, I'm going to be speaking to a spirit-filled, insightful, incredible, a one-in-a-million woman. Her name is Abena Berko. We're going to be talking music, Christianity, amongst other exciting things. Trust me, you would want to stay till the end for this. Now, fan fact, not even fan fact. Now, this is a fact. Where two or more are gathered in his name, he is there. So God is moving in this space, answering prayers in this particular episode. So don't go anywhere. I don't know what you're believing him for, but all I know is that this episode is going to bring you perspective, redirection, and restoration. Yes, exactly. Can I hear an amen? I mean, yeah, actually say amen. Okay. Now, if you're just joining us, you are welcome. I honestly hope you stay, subscribe, like, share with your friends, and don't forget a longer version of this particular episode exists in audio formats across all podcast platforms. So from Apple Podcasts to Audiomack to Google Podcasts to think whatever podcast platform that you think, Spotify, we are there. We have the longer version, so you can just get that stream on your way to work, on any, you know, anything that you're doing, you can just stream us. We have good music on there too. So I can't wait to share the rest of the episode with you, but first, now let's get the show cracking. We're going to start with our lexicon. This is where we learn one word, two confused words, and one idiom. So our first word is regnant, and that means reigning or dominant. And now moving on to our confused words, we have ensure or ensure. So ensure is spelled E-N-S-U-R-E, and that means make sure or make certain. But ensure, that is I-N-S-U-R-E, means protect. Now our idiom is on cloud nine, which means very happy about something. So I'm very happy about the interview that I have with Abena Berko later. So I'm on cloud nine on this episode. You understand me? If you're looking for anything that has to do with audio, you can contact Wire Studios on 0557-221-192, or you can just contact them on Instagram at Wire Studios 7. Now, if you're looking for fabrics to sew for the Christmas or just your Sunday service and midweek service and all of that, 0507-656-429 or 0550-889-128 Yardella. They got you. They're on Instagram at Yardella_GH. So make sure that you get in touch with them and, you know, take it from there. Now, if you're looking for shito, like, you know, shito, like you have your kinky, you have your rice, you have what else do people take with shito? Gary. You can just contact 0500407693 or visit Instagram and put in at shito flex and then contact them, and they're gonna sort you out with shito. You can advertise with the E Factor too, 0557-221-192 when Instagram at E Factor GA. So that is it. Now we're moving on to our song of the week. Alright, so we're going to get into Song of the Week by Abina Berko. That is Testimony. It's a new single that she has out. It's been out for a while, actually. But you can get it on Apple Music. You can get it on Spotify. You can get it on YouTube. Then enjoy, stream, and share it. But we're going to play it right here for you to enjoy when we are back. We're doing Inspiration. And then we get right into the interview with Abina Berko. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back.
This is the effect.
We must play one song and one song.
We're gonna skate to one song.
This is amazing. This is great. This is something I always want to listen to. Listening to the main man, D'Lali. Great. This is something I always want to listen to. Listening to your main man, D'Lali.
I have you, Mirage, for the rest of my day. And so I say to you, it's possible you can live your dream if it's becoming a diamond, if it's having more, if it's achieving more, if it's being a better father, being a better mother, whatever it is, overcoming addiction, changing our society. It's possible you can live your dream. It's necessary that you have a plan of action, that you're resilient, that you stick to, and you work with the system, that you work with people, that you give support, and that you be there for them, that you have the vision and never give up, that you become creative and relentless and keep on coming back again and again and again, and that it's you that you got to take personal responsibility to make it happen, and that it's hard, easy is not an option, and when life knocked you down, jump back up and said, it's not over until I win. And when you know it's hard, and you write down those reasons that will energize you, that will inspire you when you want to give up, when you doubt yourself and you pull those reasons out, that will make it worth it for you. And once you find those things that will make it worth it for you, it will create a hunger within you that won't be denied, and then it is done. It is done. It is done.
Stay on the high road. You don't have to convince people to like you. Some people can't handle your success. If they walk away, let them walk. You didn't need them. If they left you, they're not a part of your destiny. Don't waste your valuable time with people that won't celebrate the blessing that God put on your life. Don't apologize for it. Don't try to downplay it. You didn't choose it. God chose you.
This is the effect.
So, guys, I told you we're gonna have a minister in the building. Abena Berkon, right? It's been forever. We started talking about actually doing this for, how many months has it been? I think three.
Probably 3 months. Yes.
Yeah. All right. So she's here, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be able to get this on, I think, 16th November. On YouTube, on our YouTube channel. Okay, so let's get into it. Anyway, how are you though?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm fine. And how is the weather?
It's cold.
It's you don't look like you are shivering. You look so
well. It's cold, but how is Ghana?
We are in between hot and cold. We don't know what is happening. You know, it's like today is cold. Tomorrow it's hot.
Okay,
so it's crazy. Anyway, so let's just start with you. Let's start with your ministries. How exactly did you start that?
Well, I'll say the Lord's ministry, but I initially started with singing in a church in London.
Okay,
that's where I got born again. I actually was called into Christ by Bishop Franco Fotoapia. I don't know if you know him.
No, I don't.
Yeah, that's okay. He's based now in Georgia, Atlanta.
Okay.
And a friend of mine, his name is Joe Atta, or Kujabwa Jata, if you want to call him that. He actually, invited me countless times to go to church. I wasn't, of course, when I wasn't born again. And then when he eventually got me to go to church, he asked me if I wanted to try singing. And I always loved music, but it wasn't, of course, the gospel kind of music at the time. And so I decided to give it a try, and lo and behold, I fell in love with the Lord, and I fell in love with his music. And one thing led to another, and it's been almost 28 years since I've been saved. And wow. So I've been serving the Lord however I can. So, yeah.
All right. So so your ministry is basically you. I don't know how to put it. You don't it's not like a church that you're trying to have. It's just like a you thing. Or do you have a church?
I don't have a church, but I wouldn't say that I'm going to rule it out for the future. It could happen.
Okay.
At this moment, I am doing as, the Lord would instruct, depending on the season and what is happening. And so now he has me teaching a lot with the clients. So I started with music, but it's driven into other good things, which is good because it makes me a whole person, not just the singing. You have to have the word as your base. You must have prayer as your mantle and of course your worship as well. And so, yeah, it could, the church could come up out of it. I don't know. If it happens, it happens.
Okay. I mean, if you ever branch out to a church, I will certainly fellowship with you.
Well, I definitely will have you in the media team. That would be a plus for us.
Okay. I mean, any
that would be a plus for us. Yes. All right. Yes, so, thank you.
So you have a new single out. That's a testimony. That's an amazing song, by the way. How did that come
thank
about?
Thank you. The testimony song is a prophetic projection I made. Okay. And so I got into the wrong relationship. I was in for 14 years. I was in it. And I just saw the mercy of God throughout the relationship. So I just want to say something here, that sometimes when we disobey God and we are even in the state of that disobedience and we're still trying to serve God somehow, depending on your heart, depending on your state, He has mercy on you, you know? And so I went through that turmoil. I was trying to come out of it and I've come out of it, but I was testifying ahead before the thing could even wrap up. And so I was testifying that, you know, all I really needed was you. And it's like, I made the mistake. All I really needed was you. And I went this way. All I really wanted was you. If you listen to the lyrics of the song, like when you hold on to him, he will take you to the very end. So, of course, Minister Carl Clote, the famous one in Ghana. I don't know if you know him too, but you need to check him out.
Okay.
You need to find him. He is based in Ghana and his family is here in America. So I'm very close to the family here. And so I spoke to his brother, Leslie Clotty, and I said, I needed to do this chi thing with the English because I love the way your brother puts it together. And so he introduced me to his brother. And, you know, Minister Carl Clotty just came home when I was back home sometime, I think in February to March. Of this year, and he came home and it was just a Saturday, so he had an idea because I knew what I wanted the message to be about, but he had an idea, and so he would start with one line, and because I knew what my testimony was or what I wanted to project, what I wanted to see at the end of my case, what the victory, what I wanted to celebrate is what I was projecting out. Meanwhile, I was in fire, I was under so much attack, but I was projecting what I wanted to see through the song. And so he would bring one line and I'd be like, well, can we add this line to it? Because I was trying to tell my story, right? And so it took about 30 minutes. The guy's a genius. He knows how to write songs so beautifully. And so I was in Ghana, I said, okay, can we now go to the studio and record? He said, yes. Then the next thing was, I'm here for another week. Can we go and do a video? He was like, are you crazy? I'm like, no, but I'm here. So let's do a video. But yeah, the song is about God's faithfulness and God's heart for everyone that will serve him genuinely. Sometimes his mercy will look us through the situations that we're in, or his mercy will pull us out of the situation that we're in just so that we can worship him freely. So the testimony is my testimony. You're God, you're all that I would ever need, and I should have stuck with you. You know, I shouldn't have gone the other way. And thank you for bringing me out, you know, the kind of God that we serve in. So that's the song. Those are the writers of the song. It's like Carl Clotty, and of course I chipped in, but Carl did most of the work.
All right, it's a very beautiful song. I was watching the video, and then I went. I think I went a minute in, and I realized that the people that boarded the bus with you were about to rob you, right? And then they're about to, you know, rob the bus, and then I found out that one of them took your headphones and tried to listen to what you were. So when I saw that, I was like, oh wait, like. You know, it was like it was funny, you know.
Correct, I'm like, correct.
You know, if people are about to rob, you know, somebody's interested in what you are listening to, and
you're listening to.
Yeah, okay. So that was amazing though. I mean, so I think you can take something from it that maybe what you listen to sometimes, you know, can influence people around you.
Oh, definitely. Even as Christians, what we listen to, what we feed our spirits with, what kind of music we listen to, what kind of videos that we watch, even on TV, the kind of things that we do watch definitely feeds into your spirit. And so we need to, if it's a positive thing, we get something positive back, you know? And so we need to make sure that we guard our spiritual body and make sure there's only good that is coming in so that we can be better Christians.
Well
or
said.
Better children of God.
Well said. Okay, so with your ministry, right? What are some of the challenges that you face as a leader?
Well, first of all, for women being in ministry is tough.
Mm-hmm. Actually, women being anywhere is tough. Like, it's...
Correct. But women being in ministry is tough. And so most of the time, for most of us, we labor a lot in prayer so that the Lord's presence would speak for us. We don't need to justify ourselves. We don't need to explain anything. So when you labor a lot in prayer and you are invited to a certain program, you see the signs and wonders of God working on your behalf. And so that erases the stuff that so-called some men of God would say, or even the congregation would say. It puts you in the right standing order with God when God shows up. And so for me, that has been one of the challenges. Okay, she's singing, now she's prophesying, and she's teaching, and she's doing all of this. Yes, I started with that, but it takes God's grace to, you know, go through the other things that he wants you to do. And sometimes, yeah, it's a challenge for some people because they want you they just want you to sing. They don't want you to move on to other things that God might be asking you to do. But the key is to obey the voice of God and be led by the Spirit. And that's it.
All right. So back to your music. Would you like to do it professionally?
Of course, when I get the chance and when the Lord sends me the right people, it is where, you know, music or worship music is where I find my safe haven, is where I thrive, it's where I find my peace and joy. Not so much just the singing, but in the presence of God while the music is going on, it's the best place I would rather be. So yes, when I get the opportunity and it's the right contract, yes, I would gladly do it.
All right, so off the top of your head, who would you like to work with?
What, like you mean in like collaboration?
Exactly.
From here in America, I know that Tasha Cobbs is dynamic in her voice.
Oh,
and
fine.
Her
somebody reach. I know.
Tasha is there, and I know that Todd Delaney is there as well for here in America. For Nigeria, I would, of course, the great Sinach. She has a beautiful ministry. For Ghana, I know that I would love to work with Joe Metal. One day at a time. And of course, the producer and writer of Testimony, Carl Clotte. And so these are the people that I have in mind for future work.
All right, so let's get into your pilgrimage. I think I've seen one of your videos when you went to Mount Sinai.
Oh, okay. So you've been watching me for a bit, okay?
You know.
I didn't know that.
I'm like a fan.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
God bless you.
Explain what that experience felt like.
Honestly, I almost died.
Whoa.
But I think it took, because you need to be well, like fit, physically fit. Mm-hmm. You need to be have exercised before you try those things. And of course, African women didn't do none of that. I thought I could make it. So first of all, we're all supposed to trek up there, right? Mm-hmm. And then a friend of mine, Marion Ejekum, she and I, we decided to take a camel. We'll ride on the camel. I don't know if you saw that video.
I did.
But you ride on a camel for maybe an hour or two. And then you'll take it to the highest place that the camel can go. And after the camel stops, you're supposed to finish the rest. Mm. And the higher you go, you begin to lose like your sensitivity. You begin to be lightheaded because you're really climbing up.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a joke. Yeah, it wasn't a joke. And I didn't expect that. I didn't know that. However, they warned us. But I wanted to experience what Moses experienced. And so I knew that nothing was going to stop me. If I was going to die, then they had to sacrifice me over there. That was just my mind. But on the way there, I began to see visions. It's so God now began to honor us with what we were doing. I started praying, and those who were around us, of course, I don't think they're Christians, those who were taking the camel with us. And I started seeing myself like the light of God. I started seeing a whole lot of things. So when I got to the peak of it, when we got to the place that we had to get to, and they said, this is where Moses was at and everything else. So we went there and we knelt down and we prayed for 5 minutes. I said, God, whatever it takes for me to worship you, but I need your fire, I need your presence, I need your glory. If not, don't send me at all. We made that kind of declarations, we prayed, and we left. Coming back, oh man, I think they had to give me like a cup of sugar water. That's when I thought I was about to pass out and just die. So I had to hold on to someone all the way down, and it wasn't easy, but it was worth it. If you ask me, will I do it again? I probably would. I probably would. But yeah, it was good.
All right. So from what you're saying, that experience, you know, you felt closer to God.
Yes. I think most of the things, and before COVID, we wanted to go to Isle of Patmos, where the book of Revelation was written. But we couldn't go. It was a package for Israel, and that place was going to seal it up for me. If we're able to give John, the Apostle John, you know, the revelation to write the book of Revelation, on the Isle of Patmos, that's where the book was written. I wanted to go there, and I realized that every adventure, every determination, every desire to go outside of the norm, the Lord has granted that to me. Like he shows himself, he confirms, he comes in or speaks in different ways, or someone will speak to me concerning an issue, or the Lord will reveal himself in a different way to me. So every adventure or risk or faith, I don't know how what you want to call it, that I took or decide to take, the Lord always shows up and meets me there.
Okay. So that is the only pilgrimage you have actually embarked on, just Mount Sinai.
I'm sorry?
Is that the only pilgrimage you've been on, just Mount Sinai?
Oh, no. So we did Israel. I've been there twice. We did Israel twice. We went to Mount Sinai and we went to Petra. And so we were trying to go to Israel again and add, you know, Isle of Patmos, which is in, of course, Greece somewhere, and add it to it. And then COVID decided to COVIDize himself. And so we're here now. Yes.
All right. So what do you do aside all these? Are you into sales? Do you work hospital? You know, what do you do aside, you know, being in the ministry and singing? Are you into sales? Do you work at a hospital? Like, you know, stuff like that.
Oh, so I do work in the information technology industry as a Tableau developer. And so that's what I do for career. I'm hoping to start my own business so I can gradually leave that and really, really, really focus on the ministry, because that's where my heart is, to help people attain what they're supposed to attain in this life spiritually.
Right. So a woman in IT, explain how that is.
It is what it is. It is challenging. Uh-huh. But, you know, it takes a lot of studying, because IT is always, you know, evolving. There's always moved something else. Something new is always on the surface.
Yeah.
And so it causes you to always be in the books. It can be time consuming, but, you know, that's the nature of the job. And so a lot more women are getting into IT, actually.
Yeah, it's actually impressive. So if you'd ever want to branch out on your own, right? I just finished software engineering, right? So you should hire me. So we are kind of destined to work together.
Amen. Amen. What you said is so shall it be.
Yeah. Okay. So now let's talk Christians, right? How do we properly connect to God?
First and foremost, your heart for the love of God must be sincere. I mean, God knows all things. You can pretend all you want in church. You can decide to sweep the whole church every day. But if your heart towards God is not right, it's just eye service. And so your love for the Lord must be sincere. Then you need to add the word of God. It's the foundation for everything. You can't prophesy without the word of God. You can't teach without studying the word of God. You can't be an effective minister, even of songs, if the word of God is not your foundation. You will be shallow. You will not be anointed. Spending time with the Lord, of course, praying in the spirit all the time, studying your word, loving one another, serving one another. These things are what the Lord requires. But most importantly, you must have an intimate relationship with the Lord. It's not when they call you, that's when you want to start your prayer. No, you must be praying at home first. You must be worshiping at home first. Whatever I do here is what will be projected outside,
yeah.
Right? Whatever I practice indoors is what will be projected outside. And so, to stick with the Lord till the very end is the key.
Yeah, so like you mentioned, you know, sometimes, okay, I don't know if it's so for you, but sometimes you wake up in the morning and you kind of forget you skip a prayer, right? So like your day has already started and you skip the prayer. How do you, you know, make a conscious effort that, you know, it should become routine? Is it easy for something like that to become routine?
Once you are intentional, you have made up your mind and you know what your prayer has, you know, the results you receive from prayer, it becomes easy going forward. If you're a newbie, you're now trying to, yes, it becomes difficult. But again, like discipline, the way you wake up in the morning, you decide to take a shower, go to school or go to work is the same thing. Yeah, either I pray before I sleep or the first thing I do is wake up in the morning and talk to God before. Because you know what? Talking to God will give you the vision for the day. So when we skip all of those things, we are not disservicing God, we're disservicing ourselves. If there's going to be an accident, he could probably show it to you in your dream before you go to work, and you can avoid that route totally. And so there are you cannot be a Christian without daily talking to God. I mean, that one, I can't even, I don't compromise on it. I will not, anyone that I meet that does not pray, yes, I'll encourage you. But if I realize you're not doing it, I have a problem with you. Because how are you not worshiping the Lord that you don't talk to?
Oh, that was good. That was good. Wow. All right. So let's talk about your connection to Ghana, right? So like you said, you were here in February.
So, I just left in August though.
Oh, that was a long time here. So how often do you usually come home?
I've made it more frequent in the past year or so, especially with the COVID, because my parents are still there and they're getting old. And so, you know, it's necessary to see them more frequent. It encourages them. It brings us closer together, because my father is 85. My mother is 75. And so, yeah, it's that time that you need to keep going back to see them, because they can't travel to come and see you.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I was there twice this year.
Oh, okay. You're doing very well.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. So, do you have any future plans with regards to Ghana? Would you like to, set up a branch of your ministries here?
Definitely, as the Lord wills. I mean, at this point, you know, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. Wherever He tells me to pitch a tent and do something for Him, it's going to be done, and He knows that. And so, if the Lord wants me to do something there, I will do it. As and when He tells me to.
All right. So where in Ghana do you come from?
Accra. Well, my mother is from Fomena Obuasi, and my dad is from Sikiri-Dumasi. So I'm a typical Ashanti girl.
Oh.
Okay. like it's a bad thing.
It's a bad thing.
I'm a typical Ashanti girl. Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. So now let's talk racism, right? I know it's a topic everywhere, you know. Anytime black people meet to talk, you know, racism has to be a topic somewhere. So what are some of your experiences?
Honestly, I'm very honest, I haven't paid attention to it. Mm-hmm. But the one probably at work some time ago, it wasn't in the IT field, some time ago, I think this manager of mine was, and what I did was I just handed him over to God. And what happened was eventually his department ended up being closing down. Because if I'm here, like especially if you're a tither, right? You give your offering, your tithes, and you find someone tormenting you at work, you can use that as a point of prayer. And so I would go to his office and I'll make my declarations after everybody has left the office. And I'm like, God, this manager is tormenting my life. It's either he goes or I go. And, you know, it's either when I leave, it's not going to be like I'm fired. I voluntarily resign.
Yeah.
But if this man is going to be here to torment my life, then I plead, you need to do something about it. So what happened was eventually, his team, one decided to leave and work with someone else. And he wasn't an easy person to work with. And so that was the other problem. And so eventually I had to pack all his stuff from his office and ship them to his house. So all I'm saying is, for children of God, whether you're, you know, you're being discriminated at, you're doing this or racism whatsoever, and you know that you serve the Lord. You see, the Lord will always rescue those that are sincere to Him. Yeah. And so we can't play God, we can't play church, we can't play Christianity. So long as your heart is right and you are sincere, and whatever accusation is going on, you have nothing to do with it. There's no prayer that you pray that the Lord will not answer you as a child of God.
Wow, that's amazing. All right, so finally, yes, before you go, what inspires you?
God is my inspiration. He is, because when I go into the place of prayer and I see everything that I've asked being, you know, being given to me and plus more, and I see His mercy and grace over and over, it propels me to continue to go into His presence. Nothing else will inspire me but His grace, His mercy, His love, His presence, and He's my inspiration.
Okay, so that was amazing. That was an amazing chat. Thank you so much for doing this. We should do it again sometime.
Thank you. I honor you for this. God richly bless you.
God bless you too. We should definitely do this some other time.
Please, at your service.
Okay, thank you very much. It's been lovely talking to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, any final words?
The final word is, and I believe that many Christians will listen to your radio show and this, is that the Lord is seeking for a remnant of people that would worship Him. And I'll say that the Lord is real. You might talk about it, you might think, oh, it's just hype. No, He is real. And so what I'll say to everyone is, when you get closer to Him, He would reveal Himself to you. Find a very good church and serve Him there. Have a disciplined prayer life. Don't joke with your prayer, because through that you'll be sustained, and invite the Holy Spirit into your life to help you. That's all I've got to say.
Amazing words from Abinaberkon. I'm mentioning it right?
It's perfect. Thank you. Yes.
All right. So when you are in Ghana next time, right? I'll take you to my church.
Your church?
Yeah.
What is the name of your church?
ICGC.
Oh, okay. That's good. I would have scanned it spiritually and be like, no, that's a good church.
Okay. All right. Thank you for doing this. Thank you so much. We would definitely have to. We'll definitely do this again. I promise you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you in everything that you're doing. I'll keep you my prayers.
Thank you. So will I. I'll do the same for you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are ready to touch down. Thank you for joining us on this exciting journey. Join our next transmission for an even better experience. Have a nice day.